Hey guys, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 86. How are you doing? Yes. Today's podcast is going to be our introductions to video games. Basically where we got our video game roots. Like, where did it start? How did we get involved into it? Like, where did, like, the likingness start? Yeah, basically just, like, how we got into this video game category and how did it become our favorite things. So we're going to get all up in that. First off, I am Spider Star, you basking in the morning sun all the time. And this week I am joined by Ghetto as Hell and True T-Poor Dark Boo.
Yes.
And then I'm joined by your favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette. And then I am joined by the administrator of My High Legacy, Super Zambazy.
I'm here.
Mew. He's here, yeah. And then I am joined by the underwater herald, Soul.
Honeymoon Avenue.
And then I'm joined by our pet dog, Barky.
People will think you're up to something.
So it's going to be a really juicy podcast today. We also have some news about what happened on our YouTube account as well. But first, let's get into our main topic. Is everyone ready?
Wee-wee.
No.
Oh, please.
Well, I guess we're going to have to deal with that. All right, let me ask you guys the first question. Wow, I just said let me guys. Okay, something's going on today, guys.
Let you guys what?
I said let me guys. That doesn't even sound right. Anyway,
you guys what?
I don't know, Barky. Okay, you need to muzzle down. First question. When and what was your... Crap. Let me say that again. I'll edit that out. Don't stop, SC. I'll edit that out. When and what was your very first interaction with video games? Basically, you know, the first time you played, and if it wasn't the first time, the first time you saw a video game. We'll start with Super Zambazy.
Okay, I didn't think I was going first, but okay. Very first interaction. I mean, for most of us, for a lot of us, it'll be when we were pretty young, so we won't remember in full detail. For me, I know... Oh, man. It's all coming back. I have older brothers, so they were here before me. They had the consoles before me, the older ones. I remember the NES. Yes, we had an NES, and as little as I remember, I do remember playing or watching games like Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt, but the game I remember the most is this game called Cobra Triangle, and you're basically this little, like, you're on a boat, and you're going through the river, and you're avoiding obstacles, and jumping over waterfalls, and I have really good memories with that game. It just really stuck with me. That's my first interaction. Later came the N64, and I can remember a lot about that, but NES for me.
All right, SC. Toadette?
I didn't start playing... Excuse me, I didn't actually start playing video games until... much later, but when I was a wee little sporling, my parents and my aunt, they would play video games all the time. Like my aunt owned an original PlayStation. She'd play just cut that out. She'd own the original PlayStation, so she would play stuff like Final Fantasy and all stuff all the time. And my mom and my dad, they would play Mortal Kombat together. Probably not the best thing to play around a small child, but it was just goofy. It was just goofy, non-real violence, you know. You know, tearing spines and skulls out of someone's body. Nah, it didn't bother me at all. I actually thought it was funny. I'd cheer him on, you know. I'd want to play myself, but every time I would try to play, I'd be like, "What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?" So I didn't really play video games that much until DS era, which was when for one fateful Christmas, I got a Nintendo DS and some games, and that was the first time I actually started playing video games on my own.
Toadette is a Final Fantasy. Yes. All right, Sol.
Okay. So I don't remember which came first, but I have like two distinct memories of first gaming. I remember every single Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, my dad and my older brother and my little brother, they'd play this like snowmobile game. I don't remember what it's called, but it was on the PlayStation, and they'd play it every day. We'd have every Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and we'd have like a little tournament. And I remember it was really bad. I think I'm still bad. And then the other thing, which we had an NES. We did have an NES because my dad got one, and it's really good condition still. But there were we had Mario Brothers, and I don't know why, but I was freaked out by the Nintendo games. Like, we played Mario Brothers, and every time I had a game over, I'd freak out. I thought it was like this, I don't know why, it just scared me because of that music. But to this day, I get unsettled easily, but to this day, we had this Sesame Street game, and it wasn't creepy intentionally, but it was creepy. Like, the background was all night, and there was, little, it was creepy, and it unsettles me now. It's not scary anymore, but I'm like, what was I playing back then? But that was my first experiences with video games, me screaming or me losing.
Okay, Barky.
You know, the first time I can recall, my interacting with a video game has to be the computer version of the computer collection of the Sonic and Knuckles collection. And other than that, I also recall Super Mario 64. Can't really remember exactly which one came first. And I've been told by my family that I played a lot of Dr. Mario when I was young. So that's a thing.
That's always a thing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the first time I saw, literally the first time I saw a video game, I started playing right after. The first time I saw my brother playing Mario Party. Because he got a 64 back in 2000, I think, or 1999. Well, if I saw a video game before then, I have no clue, okay? Because please, we're talking about when you remember, okay? So please. So 2000, he got a Nintendo 64. It came with Donkey Kong Country 64 and stuff and all that other jazz. But it came with Mario Party. And he played Mario Party. And I looked at it. And I was just amazed. He was playing Mario's Rainbow Castle. I literally remember everything. He was playing Mario's Rainbow Castle. He was winning by 2 stars because everyone else was on easy. I saw mini games like Pipe Maze. I saw Bash and Cash. I saw Crane Game. And my brother, he was having so much fun playing it. So can I play? And my little kid voice, he's like, sure. Because he had 2 controllers. And then I played as Peach. And then, I started playing. And, I think that's all I remember. I started playing. I lost the first time. I got, third place. But I was so happy. I was having so much fun. But I was a sore loser back then. But I was having so much fun, I didn't even know I lost. My brother just said, you won! I was like, yeah, I win!
Because,
I was so young, I didn't know the difference. So, it was he said, you're just not up there because you're I don't know what he said, I forgot. He just said something he tried to make me feel better about it, so I didn't mind at all, but I was a sore loser back then. But I was so happy the first time I played it and that we kept playing games like that. My mom bought me games like Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, when she found out there was more Mario Party, she bought those. And then, games like Super Smash Brothers, Pokemon Stadium, Stadium 2 and stuff, and that's just how it started, by just seeing Mario Party and then playing it for the first time. And then after that, I played Mario Kart 64. And shut up, Toadette. No one's talking to you. Boo?
The time... Oh, Lord. You ended that so quick! I was about to run and close the door. But for me, it was... I can say it was probably... It had to be December or January of 1998, 9, one of them, because my first game was, the first game I even played was Super Mario 64, That's when I got my Nintendo 64, truth be told. And I remember the day like it was yesterday because my next door neighbor, who I used to live in 40V, now 40C. So when I was in 40V, my mom got me the system and I was a little child. I'm like, oh, what's this? She like, a gaming system here. I was like, yay! Little child, like, yay! I got a kitty! And then I didn't know how to hook it up, so I sat there like, yeah! And then after, my neighbor came over and actually hooked it up for me. And the moment he did, I was like, oh, I don't know how this is. And you want to have this huge pole, because right after I mute this mic, I'm going to beat his behind. But and then after the first game I had, Super Mario 64, I remember playing that thing like it was yesterday. I was sitting there like, I don't know what to do. Should I collect the coins or not? And then after I realized, and after, because for me, games, they are not hard unless they're really hard. So I realized I had to collect all the coins and the stars and stuff. And then after, that's not the game I got stuck with. There's next Christmas after that where I got a cluster hell of games. And that's where all the trouble begins. But I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a little bit fun. I still was confused. I wasn't the only child around here who had a game system, but everybody wanted to come over to my house for some reason. And mind you, my other friend, they had like a freaking PS1 and still wanted to come over to my house for some unknown reason. But that was the game I had. It was fun at times. And at times, ooh, we can't get into that time because that's later on.
All right, so that's pretty much everyone's thoughts on that. Now let's move on to this. Was there anyone who influenced your discovery / love for gaming, or did you come across the video games yourself? I think some of us have already answered it, but we're going to say it again anyway. Super Zambesi.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, it was mainly my family, my older brothers, who already were into gaming. So it was pretty easy for me to transition in. It wasn't like friends or anything, like discovered at school or something, no. But, I mean, I guess earlier on, that was definitely my family. But I've had, I guess, if anyone remembers Paul from the earlier podcast, yes, shout out to Paul. Yes, we know.
Shout out to Paul!
He kind of got me a little bit away from Nintendo, which, thank goodness, because I didn't want to sit there and play Mario every single day, you know.
You were obsessed back then. I was surprised.
With Mario?
Yes, Mario Nintendo.
Oh, well, I'm talking about, like, 2005, 2006. So.
Yeah, I knew you back then.
Oh, I didn't know you, so that's kind of creepy. But okay. But yes, that's basically anyone who's been involved, family, and later on, Paul. And that
Toadette.
Yeah, as I said before, it was mostly my family, my close family, like mom, dad, aunts, and uncles that inspired me to play video games. Some of my friends too, like my cousins and all, and like my friends I had at day camp. We'd play GameCube on there. I'd be playing like Melee and Mario Party 4 and all. Though nowadays when I see a video game, I find out myself, I have to give credit to my family and friends for introducing me to video games in the first place.
And Soul.
I'm being honest, I can remember who influenced me, and he's in the room right now, my older brother. But I don't know how. Because I feel like the first memory I have was playing on the DS. But we bought the DS together, so I can't remember how he influenced me. I wouldn't say it was my dad, because back then I had no idea what games were. I was literally very confused. But I know it was my older brother, because he's the one who played all the games and then led to me now. But I really cannot say. I'm trying to remember. I think maybe we had the GameCube before that, and that he might have been playing Luigi's Mansion, and he didn't have Double Dash. I know that. I think he just had Luigi's Mansion at the point. So, yeah, I can't think of anything, really. Well, sort of.
Barky.
It has to be my grandmother, my mom, and my uncle who got me into video games. They always mention Dr. Mario, but I remember specifically being at my grandmother's house and playing the Sonic and Knuckles collection on her computer.
All right. As for me, the person who got me into video games is my brother. I have two older brothers, the younger older brother. Does that even make any sense? I hope that made sense. I have two older brothers, and the younger older brother got me into video games. So, like I said, with Mario Party and stuff, and then Mario Kart 64 and all the other stuff, that's how I got into it. He got me into it. Next question.
Wait. Excuse me.
Oh, whoops, I forgot. Boo.
You forgot a special someone.
I am so sorry. Go ahead, honey. Tell us how you tell us all the tea on that. I am so sorry. Can you forgive me?
Yes.
Oh, kisses, honey.
Mwah. Yes. Mwah. Well, for me, no one. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. No one got me into gaming. What had happened was every Christmas or like every little day, I used to get games. My mom just buy me these games. I remember the first game was Super Mario 64, and after like I think next Christmas, only thing I know. Boom, I got Zelda Ocarina of Time, I got Mega Man 64, I got Mario Party 2 and 3, and I got Perfect Dark and Bad Fur Day. All at the same time with that, I had a Game Boy Advance. I had, what is that Super Mario? I think it was 3. I don't know. I had to recollect. I was just getting so many damn games. So I don't think no one got me interested in games. And then after this, got more games. And then I had a 64 for the longest. That was the longest system I ever had. And to this day, I still have it. But I had a 64 ever since like 2005. But I had all the systems, but that was the system I was stuck with. But no one precisely got me into games. Whereas I'd be like, oh, I'm getting this game and that is that and that because I'm cheap. Why? That's the reason. And another reason, I don't have any brothers or sisters. So that's pretty much it.
You got Bad Fur Day as a kid?
Oh my goodness. Get into that game. My mom saw the squirrel. I was like 8. My mom saw the squirrel in the box. So she thought it was a good game. She didn't, mind you, this back in like, what, 2000? People didn't check ratings like they do now. Actually, no, 8. Yeah, 2000, 1, 2, they didn't check no damn rating. So she got me the game. And when she heard she thought I was cussing when it said, come get me, a greedy bastard. And after I did the scene with the bee and the big sunflower breast lady. They were humping. My mom was like, what the hell did I do? I'm like, oh my god, what did I do? But mind you, she didn't even ban me from the game. She let me keep on playing. she was like, please, you're gonna see it anyhow. I'm like, oh.
Your mom isn't tight at all.
Exactly. My mom was like, wait a minute.
Damn, that scene was freaking bad though. I came up and I was like, cover your eyes. Or cover your ears more.
My mom was looking like, what? She's laughing. My mom and my other friend, my other cousin, laughing. I'm looking like, mama, they doing the nasty. She's laughing.
Moving on to our next question. What's your first console and game that you owned and played extensively? Super Zambazi.
N64, and I think that's going to be the answer for a lot of us, but N64 for sure, that's the one I would associate with my childhood. NES, I played it, I guess. I don't really remember playing it that much, but that was way back when I was really young. We never had a Super NES, SNES, and we just moved right into the N64, and I don't know, Super Mario 64, man, I played that one forever. Ocarina of Time, I played that one forever. Banjo-Kazooie? I think I've played Banjo-Kazooie more than like all my games combined. It's insane. Banjo-Tooie, Donkey Kong 64 even. I didn't even own that. We borrowed that. I played that a lot. Mario Party 2, for sure. Mario Party 3, not as much, but as well. Yeah, N64. Definitely N64.
Toadette.
Like console or like handheld, or do handheld consoles count too?
Handheld consoles count too.
All right, then it was the DS. I got pretty, like I said before, I myself got pretty late into gaming. I'd only play any other games I'd play before I got a DS would just be at someone's house. So the first console like I owned and played a lot was the DS. And I'd play New Super Mario Brothers, and I'd play, like, you know, Tamagotchi Corner Shop, you know, all these little kid games and, like, Mario games and all.
Soul.
All right. So I did mention the first console that I actually, like, bought was the DS Fat. And I think we bought it a couple days after it came out. I don't remember when exactly. But I remember playing games, like, every once in a while, like Nintendogs and I think New Super Mario Brothers. But the first game that I know I played extensively was Mario Kart DS. That was the game. And I remember that I had a neighbor, and this was when we moved. I think this was when we moved down here in North Carolina. I had a neighbor, and I had a Dogs game for some reason. It wasn't Nintendogs. It was like a somewhat cheap knockoff. And I remember I gave her that to play, and I took the Mario Kart DS. And I remember she moved, and she took my game, and I took her Mario Kart DS. And I still have the copy with me. And I never saw her again. It was just super awkward, because every time I play the game, I'm like, I stole someone's game. And then, but other than that, the other game that I played super extensively was Pokemon Diamond, because that was the game I knew. My older brother got me hooked on that series, favorite series ever since, and Pokemon Diamond was my first game. And I remember I got a Piplup named Shelly, even though I don't know why I named it Shelly, and it was a boy.
Oh, dude, I had the same experience. My first Pokemon game was also Diamond, and I chose Piplup, and I got, like, my copy on January of, like, 2007, 2008. And my starter was Piplup, and I named him Mumble.
Oh my gosh!
After the guy in Happy Feet, and I still have him on my white right now. I'm pretty much transfer him to like every version I've ever had, which is good because he's my first Pokemon. And if I didn't transfer him sooner, then I would have lost him, because I lost my copy of Diamond a couple years back. I had every Pokemon on there, and I only transferred my really good ones to other games, so I lost all those guys. But as long as I still have him and the first Pokemon I ever caught, which was a female Luxray, Shinx, but she's a Luxray now. But as long as I have those two, then my memories are sealed. They're my first two Pokemon.
I don't remember what my first Pokemon is, but I do remember I did get a Luxray because my older brother got a Luxray, and I was that annoying kid who did everything their older brother did.
Farky.
First console that I could say that I considered mine was the Game Boy Color, and the game that I got with it was Pokemon Crystal, which I played through even the release of the GameCube, because that was such a good game. The one that I say that I probably played the most, though, has to be the GameCube.
All right. As for me, first console, Nintendo 64, baby. Yes, that's what I grew up with. Nintendo 64 means so much to me. Just the console has so many games to bring back memories. Like, Super Mario 64, that was not the first game I played through extensively. Because my brother played through it extensively, but I didn't. Because I was a kid at the time. I was like, I just like to watch. I didn't like to really play things like that. I like to play the multiplayer games, like Super Smash Bros. So we kind of, like, literally just any game, I guess I'd say Super Smash Bros., like, I played through extensively. Played through the whole game, played it a bunch. Super Smash Bros., that was the game. If I was just to mention other games, like, I would say, like, Mario Party 3, Mario Kart 64. Once I got older, Super Mario 64, which, oh my god, that game is so fierce. And I hate that I just said that word, but I just don't even know what else to say.
Fierce.
And I remember I got a Game Boy Color, too. Like, and my cousin gave me Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue versions, and they played through those games. I'm one of those weird people who, like, really love Lavender Town. I'd stay there forever just to hear the music.
Oh my gosh. There's a really creepy... I don't think it was creepypasta. It was, like, real. It wasn't meant to be creepypasta about Pokemon Blue, Lavender Town, and a hospital. An abandoned hospital at that. It was so creepy.
Well, every time I hear the tune, I don't think it's creepy. I just think it's sad. Like, oh.
I don't see what makes Lavender Town creepy. It's just, sure, it's got eerie music.
The music's creepy. I don't think the environment's creepy.
The music isn't creepy at all. It's just, you know, it just sounds like it fits with the theme. It's just desolate, empty, sad, because, you know, there's Pokemon Graveyard. It's not creepy at all.
Yeah, I think
the music's
not creepy.
I don't think the area is.
I just said the music isn't creepy.
I think
you
it
said
is.
It twice.
I think it is. I'm saying.
I don't think it's creepy.
Music I always thought was creepy was, like, the music that would play in, like, Giratina's cave in Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum. You know, the...
I barely remember that. It wasn't that creepy.
Oh, everyone thinks everything's different.
How do you think something's creepy, Dodette?
It doesn't scare me. I just thought,
it's unsettling?
Like
that Sesame Street game?
No, not really. It's just like, wow, this fits with the theme. You know, there's a big, giant ghost dragon in there.
All right. Dark Boo, I didn't forget this time.
Yay! But, just for the record for Lavender Town... That song is nowhere near scary. People exaggerate. I'm just saying.
They hear the creepypasta, and that's why they think it's scary. They're like, oh, it's full of death and stuff like that. But it's not that. All that stuff is fake, and people believe that crap.
That song.
I get scared easily.
I'm sorry, but that song is nowhere near scary. And if somebody play a Resident Evil, old Resident Evil game, and don't see that as scary, you are dim-witted. I'm sorry. Those are more scary than that Lavender Town music. Beyond more. But to get back on topic, first console, Nintendo 64, of course, and the game that I always play when I got the game, when I tell you, me and my friends, oh my god, this game gonna make me cry. This game is gonna make me cry. Everybody should know the game. Do anybody know it? It's for the 64. Ooh. Nobody?
Can I guess?
GoldenEye.
Close, very close.
Perfect Dark?
Yes.
Yeah, honey.
Yes, that game where I tell you, we had I didn't have the expansion pack, so I only had like 30% of the game. I got the expansion pack like in 2007, like 7 years later when I got the game. But this game, it makes me cry because I remember good old days. We used to play, me and my friend DeVell, us two was experts. My mom even was playing the game, and she was a beast at it, too. She just couldn't stand all the explosive weapons that I used to put, because I love things blowing up. So she don't play with no explosive. Like, me and my mom used to play that game, and that was, and I'm not lying, my mom was a beast in that goddamn game, bitch. But, that game, it brings back so many memories where I got to play. I remember playing it with my friend, even before the expansion pack. We only had 30% of the game, but we made that 30% go. We made the hell out of that 30%. Mind you, we didn't have like the solo missions because it was all combat simulator. It does go straight to combat simulator. It was only two players. We used to have so much fun. We were doing the missions. We did all the... Well, I did the missions one player, like, because I was the best. Understand? No tea, no shade. I'm calling like it is. I was the best. I did every mission. I had did every mission on one player, but we didn't do two player, three player, four player, because my friends, they just act stupid. No offense, I'm sorry, they just act stupid. My mom did some missions with me, but then the hardest one was them Dark Sims. It's just totally, them Dark Sims are like, the moment they turn the corner, it don't even seem like they aim. It just fire, and you're dead. Like, one pixel. If they have one pixel of range looking at that hole, you're dead. Especially with one hit kill. But that game brings back so many memories. We used to sit there and just play, just shoot the kill until the damn data. That damn game has a tendency to erase the data, just like Mario Party 2. Mario Party 2 in that goddamn game. Oh my god, when I tell you, they freaking data erases all the damn time. Mario Party 2, do you know I did mini game roller coaster just to get my goddamn thing deleted? You know how angry I was? I mean, I was beyond pissed. I was ready to blow up the whole world. Why? But yes, that's the game that I play extensively and might bring up so many memories. Yes, indeed. Oh, so sad.
Alrighty then, let's move on. We got still so much more to cover. Alright, what was the first game you bought, and what was the first game you received? Now let me explain this, because some people will be like, when it's not confusing. The first game you bought means that you actually paid for. I don't care if you went to the store and, oh, mommy gave me the money and I paid for it. No, you took your money and you paid for this game. It doesn't even matter if it could be online or whatever. Just, like, you physically played for the game. Paid. I said played. What the hell? Paid. And if it received, that means that it was a present. What was the first game as a present to you? And I know this. It actually, like, I know what it is in my mind already, so. Super Zambesi.
It's a little fuzzy.
Oh, sorry.
It's my memory's a little fuzzy on this. I want to say Mario Party 2 as a gift. For Christmas? Birthday? Who knows? I want to say Mario Party 2 because I remember my brothers trying to convince me to get... That's how it was back then. They would convince me to get the games they wanted. That's how I got Banjo-Tooie because they convinced me to buy it for... Or to ask for it for, like, birthday or Christmas.
Tessie is a sock puppet.
Basically, back then... Essentially, yes. But they asked for good games, and I'm glad that I got those. Because this was my options, Banjo-Tooie or Rugrats in Paris. And I wanted Rugrats.
I love that game.
I wanted Rugrats in Paris. And they convinced me to get Banjo-Tooie, and it was the best decision ever. So the received Mario Party 2, and the first game I actually bought, I can't really remember fully, but I want to say... Mario Party 6? What year did that come out in?
2004.
So that's before the DS, or... Yes, it's before I got the DS, at least. So none of those games. Mario Party 6 is probably the first one I actually went with my money and bought. Yes, Mario Party 6. So two Mario Party games.
Oh, well, aren't you a big boy? Toadette!
First game I received was New Super Mario Brothers and Brain Age Training, Big Brain Academy. Yeah, same thing. The brain training games. I both got those when I got my DS Lite, long ago on one very special Christmas. First game I bought with my own money. It's gonna sound really funny, but I'm pretty sure the first game I bought with my own money was, Pikmin 3.
Oh my gosh, seriously? I thought you were gonna say Fire Emblem Awakening. I was be like,
no, I mean, Fire Emblem doesn't count because I used that with eShop money I got in the gift card I got on my birthday. With my own money that I got myself, it was Pikmin 3. I didn't actually, I haven't started getting my own money since last year.
LOL.
Well, damn, girl. Soul.
It's sad to say that I paid for games before you paid for games. I'm going to count this just because I don't remember it. I mentioned I got Nintendo Dogs we have four people in our family. My little brother, my older sister, my older brother, and me. And we all split the cost for a DS Fat when it, like, first came out, and Nintendo Dogs. And I would count that as the first game I ever spent, because my parents, ever since basically I can remember, my parents have always made me pay for things I want. Not, you know, like, they'll give me food or whatever, but, you know. That was the first game I ever spent. The first game I ever received, and I know this for a fact, was Pokemon Diamond, because my little older brother wouldn't let me play his Pokemon Diamond. So I had to get that. That was the first game I ever got for Christmas, and I remember I freaked out. I'm like that kid with the Nintendo 64 on YouTube. That's me on a lesser scale, because I didn't, you know, like, knock over things on Christmas. And I don't think I got it for Christmas. If I remember correctly, I got it for a birthday, and that was 2007, at the end of 2007, because my birthday is November. So yeah, that was actually a really good day. I remember that pretty well.
Barky, 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 barky.
The first game I remember buying, sadly to say, was recently during the Steam Summer Sale, Just Cause, when they made an error in the pricing, and it was like 30-something cents. And the first game I received, I've already said, was Pokemon Crystal, which I played a lot of.
All right. Let's get into this.
Wait, can I ask Barky a question?
Okay.
Yes. So explain the Steam sale error, 30 cents. What are you talking about? What happened? I need to know.
Well, it just a friend posted on Twitter is like, so Just Cause is like 30 cents, and I had like some money that I had some money in my Steam wallet that I had sold the trading cards and gotten that money with. And so I bought Just Cause because it was a Steam summer sale and they made like an error in the price or something and it went down by like so much.
How much lower can you get than 30 cents?
Well, that was as low as it got. And then it the next day it was a little higher.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard about that, but okay. Oh, cool. Okay, sorry.
They were doing that like the entire summer sale. It was weird.
Strange. But 30 cents? Wow, that's not a cheap... That's not a small game. I mean, it's older, but... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, back to Staryu, please.
Mm-hmm.
What was... Okay, wait, no, the first game I bought, first game I received, okay. First game I received. Nintendo 64, remember, Nintendo 64 was brought from my brother, so that I would not count that as a game I received. Like my mom would buy games for it, but, like... She said, oh, yeah, it's for both of you, but it really wasn't really for... Because, you know, I really didn't play a lot of games back then when I was four. She bought some 64 games that were both of ours, but, you know, she just said that to make me feel good. It was mainly for Matt. It was my brother Matthew, so... The first game that I remembered was got for me was a Game Boy Advance game called Mario Kart Super Circuit.
Ooh.
That game I have so much memories with. I literally remember the exact day. My mom... went out, she bought three Game Boy Advances, one from obviously all for the brothers. One for my younger, older brother, he got Wario Land 4. One for my oldest brother, he got Super Mario Advance, Super Mario Bros. 2. And then one for me, and mine was Mario Kart Super Circuit. And I would play that game nonstop. I was obsessed with that game. Like, literally, I would, like, just, like, go through all the levels. I would, like, find shortcuts. And stuff. It was just so much fun. Mario Kart Super Circuit. Oh my god. That game is like legendary to me. And a game that I purchased for the first time with my own money. Shoot. I'm trying to remember, but I can't. I know it was like a Nintendo 64 game, I think. Pokemon Stadium 2. Back in 2004 or 2003, I think. Pokemon Stadium 2, yeah. It was, like, on eBay for, like, 20, 30 bucks, and I had some money because I was such a good little boy. And it was mainly for doing chores and stuff, so I got Pokemon Stadium 2. And, yeah, I got it, and I played it constantly. So Pokemon Stadium 2 was the first game that I purchased my own money. And Mario Kart Super Circuit was the first game that I received just to me as a real present to me. Now to Dark Boo.
The first game. Here's the problem here. Here's the goddamn problem of this question for me. Let me tell you the true tea. The first game that I received was Super Mario 64. The first game I bought, here's where you're going to have to give me 5 minutes because I had to break all this down. The first game I actually bought was actually three games. It was, I believe, Hexen and Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. And I'm thinking one more game, but I'm not necessarily right. I bought them games because they were cheap. 99 cents, Nintendo 64 games, that GameStop was the shit. But I'm lost because then I think even before that, I bought Banjo-Tooie. I know that for a fact I bought Banjo-Tooie before those games. I bought them games when I was like 10, 11, 12. But I know for a fact I bought Banjo-Tooie, but I can't piece the exact date. I don't know what came first, Hexen, Turok 2, or Banjo-Tooie, but yet I have a definite feeling Banjo-Tooie came first. I don't know. Because later on, I know later on I had to buy another Perfect Dark. Then after I bought, no, I borrowed that from my cousin, not on Perfect Dark. I bought another Perfect Dark, and then I had to keep on buying games because the first Perfect Dark I had, the whole cartridge was literally broken. So I had to buy a new one. But it's not coming to my head because I know for a fact, then there's many games I bought. Like, damn. Let me list them all, because I don't know where it came from. I know it's a 64 game that come up in between, but I know I bought Banjo-Tooie. I can't differentiate between Banjo-Tooie, Turok 2, and Hexen. And then after, I know I bought another Perfect Dark. And then after, I know I broke my Mario Party 5 disc for broken. I found $50 when I was walking the game, so I had to get another thing. So I bought Mario Party 5 over again. And then I remember buying Sonic Riders. That's when I found $100. Oh, damn. I bought Sonic Riders, and after, I know I bought Mario Golf, Luigi Mansion, Rogue OPS, 007, Nightfire, Splinter Cell, Chaos Theory. I bought those games. Mind you, my mom bought some games, but then after, it was just all me. I was buying games at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then when I got the Wii, most of the games for the Wii, I personally bought. Red Steel, I bought that game. Mario Kart Wii, I bought that game. Call of Duty Black Ops, my father bought that game. Now, mind you, I wanted him to buy Mario Kart Wii, but he was like, no, that game is for kids. So he ended up getting me Black Ops, and I'm like, I'm not going to play this shit. So mind you, he was like, oh, you can't, then you buy the game. I'm like, bitch, please, I could buy the game. And that same day, in 2010, I think, I bought Mario Kart Wii. But there's so many games in there that I know I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know what game, but I'm just listening to all the games here because I personally don't know what came first chronologically. I don't know if it was either Banjo. I would say Banjo-Tooie, though. But I really don't know because I don't know. I'm sorry. It's between Banjo-Tooie, Hexen. I bought Hexen and Turok at the same time. I remember that. My friend came over and helped me with the game. But I don't know. I'm sorry. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Now with our final question. From the first console you bought, what's your favorite game and why? And no, we're not going to do none of this whole, oh, my favorite game is this, not one game. One game. No exceptions. SC. SC.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for this question. Favorite console? Are we just doing favorites right now?
From the first console, what's your favorite game and why?
Oh, Banjo-Kazooie N64, because I spent so much freaking time in there, and my imagination just... It's such a simple game, there's not much to it, but I spent so many hours in that game. It's just... Yes, and Banjo-Kazooie N64, boom, that's me.
Toadette.
Well, I can't say Fire Emblem Awakening because that's a free DS game, and my first system was a DS. So for the DS, I'd probably have to say it was Pokemon Diamond, since I have around with that and my White as well. But mostly Diamond, I have like 500 plus hours on those. I caught them all. I became a Pokemon master more than once in both those games. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with Diamond because it was my first Pokemon game and I've spent like a billion years on that game.
So.
You guys, I don't think any of you are expecting this because I haven't said anything about the game. My favorite DS game, because it was my first system, I'm not counting to, NES or whatever, because I barely played that, was Kirby Superstar. That was the bomb. You cannot say it was not good because it was so fun. It's one of the longest games out there for the DS. It is hours of content, and I specifically remember, I don't remember who was with my little brother or my older brother, it was probably my older brother, but me and him went through the entire story mode with Helper to Hero, and that was so cool, Helper to Hero. I cannot, that's one of my favorite NES, DS games out there. So, 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 so fun.
Barky. Barky. Barky.
Pokemon Crystal.
I said that at least three times.
I know, and I replied at least three times.
Oh, well, that was the final one that went into the Skype call.
I know.
All right. My first console obviously was Nintendo 64. And my most favorite game, I have to say, and I'm probably... No, I mean this. This is my favorite game. My favorite game is Mario Party 3. I had the most fun playing that game. That game, like, it means so much to me. Like, every time I play it, it's so much nostalgia, just so much greatness, so much fun. And I even, like, had a feeling of so much, like... That game was, like, one of the only Mario Parties that, like, anytime I played, even when I was a kid, yes, that I was not a sore loser at. You know, you're probably like, huh, yeah, right. But literally, I was never a sore loser in that game. Like, literally, I was just always so happy to play that game with other people, regardless if I win or lost. But now, please, I always win. But that game means a lot to me. So Mario Party 3, I could definitely say it's my favorite 64 game. And Dark Boo?
Y'all already know it's Perfect Dark. And let me explain briefly, but not short. I'm telling you it's not short because there's so many memories with this game. Even for the first day I bought it to now, I can tell you my favorite scenery. In December or January when there's a lot of snow on the ground, that's when I play that game. Because the scene of all the snowfall with my window cracked up where I can see out the window and me just sitting on, well, I usually sat on the couch because I had a living room. I was in the living room when I was in the old apartment. But me just sitting on the bed playing Perfect Dark, that bring back memories. And at times when I sit there, I had to pause and just cry because that's how hard the memories come in. I just had to pause the game and sit there and cry. Most of the time, the game feels so good to me that when I play, I start, although it's killing, I just start laughing because it brings back, oh, when we did this and did that. And but even before I got the expansion pack, because with the expansion pack, it's like a little bit of new thing, only a few minor little changes. But I'm just saying, even before that, I used to sit here, play the game, and with me and my friends, Devel, Javar, Robert Earl, all of them, even my mom, we used to go in there and just have a good-ass time. We have a gay all the time, just like the Flintstones say. And by gay, I mean happy, if you want to get real stereotypical and try to get funny or anything, for the dictionary. But it felt good to me because that's a game I relate to, and with my friends, we used to have a good time. I used to have some little sleepovers with my sleepovers. We don't use that terminology now. Sleepovers for the past tense.
Slumber parties.
Oh yeah, we used to have because in this apartment I had two different twin beds. So don't get crazy. And if I do have more than one people over, one person on the floor, one on the bed, one I have my own custom bed. But we used to have just a good time. We just sit there and just play Perfect Dark over and over and over. It gets boring, but at times it don't because you have a selection to choose from. So basically, we just played all day. And then after when I get my expansion pack, that was a whole story of its own. But that's pretty much it.
All right. That's how the Lost Levels has got into gaming. I hope you have enjoyed all of our walks down memory lane. And please, 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 please tell us about your video game story in the comments, whether it be on MPL website, on the forum, on YouTube, wherever it may be, on iTunes. Tell us like your like video game story. And now let's get into news and community, which I will pass the baton to SC.
Thank you. Very little news this week. It's very quiet. I mean, we're going to get pounded with news in the coming months with all those Mario games coming out. But right now, it's the calm before the storm. The only piece of news is that New Super Mario Bros. Wii and Super Mario Galaxy 2, as well as Wii Sports Resort, they are all getting price drops from their full price to $29.99. So if you haven't played those games, now you can.
Goodness. Yes. And with the price drops, I hope y'all enjoy the price drops. Who knows? Who knows what might get cut or not? Obviously, the prices for the games are getting cut, unlike the podcast, which is getting cut as well. Okay, Super Mario Survivor. I hope y'all enjoy it because I don't have a clue about what happened. I'm sorry. But what I can say about it is we're going over the Mario Party boards. I say I had no clue. We're going over the Mario Party boards. I mean, we're just going to go in. Right now, we're doing Mario Party 1, and we're doing it in commemoration, if that's the proper terminology, of Mario Party Island Tour was coming out later in November, I think, I guess. I hope so.
November 22nd.
Yes, indeed. So right now, we have two board maps competing. It's Mario Party 1 exclusive, Yoshi Tropical Island, and we have Mario's Rainbow Castle, which I personally could say I can't stand Mario's Rainbow Castle. That should have been out all the way from the bottom. But to be real honest, Donkey Kong should have been up there. Donkey Kong should be up there versus what's nigga? Mario Rainbow Castle sucks. No tea, no shade. I'm sorry, but that's it. Don't forget you can put your vote in on the site, MarioPartyLexi.com. And I'm not going to do all that / because will we? But just know we have a Super Mario Survivor going on. Yes, indeed. In commemoration for Mario Party Island Tour, which is coming out in November.
Yeah, with Super Mario Survivor, it's updated daily. So be sure to vote every single day because there's always something to do on MPL. Now, I guess I better talk about, the Lost Levels switch-up we had this week. So basically, if you're keeping up with the Lost Levels on YouTube, which you should be, Lost Levels MPL, youtube.com/user/LostLevelsMPL, you should stay subscribed to it. You would know that we had a switch-up this week where we all swap roles. So basically, I'm going to say everyone swap role, and I'm going to say the comments that were shown beneath them, all right? So let's get started. First up, with the usual Mushroom Mondays, it was instead taken over by Super Zamazy, who changed it to Heated Mondays. We basically gave 5 new leaf facts. We have one comment by Ricardo Drake.
I don't think you have to share the comment.
I can say every single comment.
Well, yes, y'all do have to. Yes, y'all do have to. Hold on, because y'all have to share because I was blasted before. Oh, no. I was blasted before.
Ricardo Drake said, "This is dry and not facts. Most of these are tricks. Not really facts. Lame." Ooh. I like told it better.
Well, let me tell Ricardo something. I bet you didn't know any of those. So don't tell me that. Go home.
Oh my god, I want to see what he says to that. But yeah, that's the comments SC got. For Bloopy Tuesdays, we had Squirtle Skittles, VIP, and Dark Boo answering the questions. And they all seemed to enjoy it, right guys? Boo, did you enjoy it?
Which one was it?
Bloopy Tuesdays.
Oh. Paying attention.
Don't make me answer that, Wolf.
Answer that. What did you think about it?
Wolf, you put me on the spot. Oh, my God. If it wasn't where we all started, but I found it nice and subtle. I think I did answer some questions, but it's not jogging back to my memory. I recall it was my Wind Waker thing. Yes, I hope it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, minus the stuttering and the scariness. I I enjoyed some of the questions that I had to answer. I just had to clock the tea ratings and be clocked for some of the questions.
And then Ricardo Drake said, I like Juicy Tuesdays more. This is not juicy at all.
I had a script and I specifically said, I put an alert at the top of the message I sent myself in Gmail. Do not say juicy because I'm not trying to do it. That's the point of this. I'm trying to stray away. Or we're trying to stray away. We're trying to make it sort of our own. And I'm not trying to be I'm trying to be bloopy or if anything.
So bloopy's a thing now.
Yes.
Okay.
Juicy. All right. No. Shadow Wednesdays. My Dark Boo, yeah, I see you. Hey!
Yes!
Dark Boo did a tremendously awesome job. We have so many people who answered questions. We had VIP, Super Zambazy, Jack, Squirtle Skittles, and Ricardo Drake. And everyone seemed to enjoy it. Done. Dark Boo's giving me a run for my money, as he said. And Ricardo Drake said, I like this! !5. Dark Boo is so cool! !10. This is better than Super Zambazy!
Okay, I'd like to know where this Ricardo character came from. What the heck?
I want to know where he came from, too!
So, all three times we've had SD's role replaced, the person always said that they were better!
Seriously?
Yes, I did first switch up we had. I did Legacy Wednesdays. Back when it was still Legacy Wednesdays. Who did the second one? Wasn't it like Timmy or something?
I think it was Timmy.
It's Timmy. And then it was Boo. And then all three times, it said, "Wow, this is better than SC."
He just hates you, SC. He just hates you. Hates me too.
Give the damn man a break.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Only thing I just did tons of annotations, which is troublesome.
And then we have Fungus Thursdays with Toadette, where basically she showed you guys a music tune that she loves, which is Mastermind from Fire Emblem Awakening.
Woo!
Three people have commented. Absol Powers, aka Soul, said love the intro, Madam Toadette. Dark Boo said
Master Toadette to you.
It's Madam.
Dark Boo said, excellent and funny. Ricardo Drake said, ha 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 ha. For this week's caller tune, Toadette is funny. I love Fire Emblem Awakening too. I play the game nonstop when I get it. Walhart is amazing.
He is amazing.
So I think, I'm assuming this person is a Toadette fan. Which we Toadette has tons of
fun. And a Boo fan.
I want to see what this guy says. I want to see it. For you guys who don't know, I'm going to get to Barky Sing in a second, but by the time this podcast is recorded, Star Your Saturdays is not up yet. But I will tell you guys what happened about it next week with people commenting on it and stuff. So for Barky, he had his Furry Fridays, which replaced it Black Fridays.
So basically,
Barky just gave you a boring story about...
A rather boring story. Mm.
Yeah, so you can check that out on the channel. Orange Yoshi said, dang it, Barky, why are you so boring? Sarcasm, sarcasm. And then Soul said, Barky is so boring.
I forgot the comment.
Really nice.
Well, to those commenting, I wanted to say, in the way Deadpool would say it, well, your faces are all truth.
I can second that motion.
I forgot to comment as well, but...
Oh, well.
Star you.
And then for Saturday, the spotlight was shining down on me for Star You Saturdays, where basically I was pouring down the juice the only way I know how. I was pouring in all the cups, all the news. You see all this? Like, that was the cup. I poured it... What was that? But
Toadette.
I poured.
What was that?
I don't know. Okay, it was Toadette. But yeah, basically, it was really juicy, and I hope by the time people comment, people will say it's juicy. So I hope you guys enjoyed our switch up. We will have more switch ups in the future, and please next time don't be so hard on SC. He's crying over here. Come on.
No, SC, don't cry, please.
I will. I don't. There's nothing I can do. It's just a comment. But whatever.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, SC.
What doesn't kill you makes you... Sorry.
SC, yes. I have faith in you.
SC, we love you.
Okay, how about you guys tell me, is it okay, or is this guy out of line?
You did fine, he was just being a jerk.
Yeah, he's kind of...
I think he said it the wrong way. I thought all the facts were
cool. No, he was definitely trying to be... He was definitely trying to put you down. There's no way he could have been done constructive criticism with that. Or mine.
Yeah, saying it was lame, that was... I think that was out of line, but...
I mean,
and saying it was dry.
It's a switch-up for a reason. We're not supposed to try and be each other.
Yeah, when my stuttery stutters, I didn't try to be Soul at all. Not even one bit. I just basically did my own thing. What Soul did for his... It's not called Juicy Tuesdays, it's Bloopy Tuesdays. Each day has a different title in it because it's supposed to be different. If we did it exactly like how the person does it, then what's the point of us doing a switch-up? Because basically all it is a different voice. You're going to basically hear it be the same exact thing. That's not a switch-up, that's basically
just change voice. Hello, I'm Barky with boobs.
I'm Barky. Bark. Furry. Things.
Oh. Oh, you want to go that route, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Woof! Bark! Scratch his butt!
That was beautiful.
Twitter did a perfect impression of Barky.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all Barky does, so. Mm-hmm. But that's the news for today. I hope you guys like all the news that goes on. I guess I'm going to take the baton from SC. Give me the baton, SC. Give it to me. Whoosh! Catch. I have the baton now. So now we're going to get into what everyone has been doing this week. So basically, what has everyone been doing in final words and stuff. So, Dark Boo, do you mind starting us off?
Oh, please, no, not right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Okay, SC, you want to start us off?
Yeah, why not?
Wait. I'm sorry. SC, I'm going to have to shove you for a second. I can start.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, because right now I'm outside. I'm literally outside of my complex. I was next door for something. But I can say, excuse, minus the wind that you're going to probably hear because I'm outside. And the car horn, oh, Jesus. Well, we have a Legacy Podcast outside of Hempstead. Yes, indeed. So what have I been doing? I've been, what the hell have I been doing? So... Oh, school started. Let me tell you about. Oh, let me sit down this bench and tell you about this fucking school. Oh my goodness, this goddamn high school. I'm high school. It acts like a high school, but college. I can't wait till it ends. When I tell you, I can't wait for me to complete these 2 years at Nassau Community College. Jesus knows. Let me tell y'all, the first day of class. Don't you know I was late for class on the first day? For real, the first day, the freaking N35 was crying, so it kept on moving. I had to catch the 55, which, mind you, I could have caught the first 55 that went by. So after I caught the 55, what happened? I quit the 55, I went to class late, and then this waffle iron bitch, oh my goodness, this Waffle House iron bitch, she looked, her face looked like a damn iron, and what had happened? I had to tell her about herself, her old grizzly self. How the hell I hold the door for you? You gonna cuss me out? You gonna really cuss me out because I hold the door for you? Don't you know she got the words of exchange for her? It was like Wall Street exchange with the stock markets because I read her down for ultimate filth, dust, grime, mold, buildup, mildew, everything. You need that CLO thing, whatever the hell the thing is, to clean her off the ground. And then after what happened on Tuesday? That was Tuesday. Wednesday? Well, I tell you, Wednesday gives me so much. Wednesday is like fuck day for me. Wednesday, that's why I had to do Shadow Wednesday.
No cursing.
I'm sorry. No, the moment 12 hit, you had to hold on now. the moment 12 hit, did you know I endured, I had to upload Shadow Wednesday, which was easy. But the moment after I went to sleep and woke up, I don't you know I woke up at 10, no, 9, caught a bus at 10, the N35. When we get to the terminal, the N35 driver wanted to be so stingy and take a bus if it's on a better bus, because the bus we were on was raggedy and not so insane. So we went on the bus. We had to transfer to the same bus. I did not pay again, because if I was paying again, I would have killed somebody, would have blew up somebody at that damn MTA at the Rosa Park thing at Hempstead Transit Center. I went to college. When I tell you I went to college, And since that moment I stepped into the concert all the way on, what happened was hell angry. My ass ain't sitting on this bench. My hell agony, everything. My class of physics, that was easy class. The professor's actually nice. My next class, what was my next class? It was Foundations of Advanced Mathematics. Let's start from that point. That point gave me, don't you know, I got a turkey sandwich, multigrain bread, turkey, and lettuce. Literally, that was the whole sandwich. Not as all like a regular bread, white bread. That thing was $5.69 plus tax. Don't you know I could have went to Subway and ate more fresher than that goddamn thing?
Who likes white bread?
It was multi-grain. I'm like, what the hell is multi? Only why I got it because it had no cheese on it. And I didn't want to stand there the whole time trying to take cheese off a sandwich. We're going to take me time. Then after I went to get the copy of my, I had to renew my high school, God. I had to renew my college ID, which took less time. And then my class was literally right there because they moved the bursts from the T tower on lower level because they renovated all the way to the C building. So when I went there, I got everything done, da da da. And then while I was standing on the ID line, people was getting a new ID. I'm like, please, I just need to get a new goddamn sticker. So I got a new sticker. Then after I went to class C-125. I'm going to class C-125, Mr. Mantel. He looks young. When I tell you young, I mean look to be in his 30s. All my math professors starting to look like they're in their 30s. No offense. That's a good thing. I hate old senile bastards. But what happened? We had to move from B-125 to B-131 because they couldn't figure out where it got there. They changed his classroom 9 times. I'm trying to say this fast. We got to keep with me because I'm going to say real fast, but in the times of the podcast. So mind you, after that, I had intro to investments. Don't you know my stomach was growling like the Roaring Twenties? The roaring goddamn 20, my stomach was a little ground, and I had food. I'm like, oh my God, another person sitting next to me, like, what the hell is that sound? I'm like, God damn, my stomach is ground, and I'm hungry as hell. My dad only went to the CCB because I had classes back. So, then after, who the hell is that? Then, I did not wave hi to you. I hope they know I did not wave hi to them. I'm just making an emphasis. I had my hand in the air, like, I just don't care. But, so after that, I had Spanish. Don't you know Spanish? I feel so damn dumb in Spanish. I don't know Spanish. Parlez-vous français, oui, oui, but espanol, please. I don't know Spanish. So when she came to the classroom speaking 110% Spanish, I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying. She looked at me like, yo soy something, something, something. I was like, soy sauce and yo. That's all I heard. She was like, I'm like, oh, I feel so dumb in this class. And then she asked me something, so the other person on the side of me going to be like, just answer with your name, God. You're not that dumb. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and just say that you're a dumbass. Because this is Spanish 101. I don't know Spanish. This is 101, the beginning class of Spanish. 101, that the purpose is saying 101. When I had French, I took French 102, not 101, because I know French. So I'm like, if you know she got that Spanish, like she said when she first stepped in there, get out of the class. Because I'm like, you know Spanish. Why are you in 101 for easy grade? You're going to be bored out your mind. Because when I was in 101, I was bored out of my mind, so I went to 102 French. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know what? I don't know what thing. You're going to have to excuse me, excuse the great youth, because I don't know what the hell you said. You're going to have to reiterate that in English. And mind you, her English is bad, because it was like, well, today is Venus. Gracias por ato. In Spanish, I'm like, oh my God, every third or fifth word she said, it was in Spanish. And when it started like that, it just took she was speaking English, then it just took a Spanish of its own. I'm like, oh my God, can I please leave? That's my last class. Then that damn these buses, y'all gonna hear about these buses throughout the whole podcast. Why did they turn the N16 Express to N6 Express? You know how many head, shoulders, knees, and toes on that bus? And by the time we got, mind you, it was, what time was it? It was, damn it, what time was it? It was three, hold on, it was three, what time was it? I had class in at 4:45, and by the time it was 4:50, I finally got out the class, the moment I got out of the campus, it was 5:30, I get a class 4:45, and it was 5:30, I'm like, what? So much after that goddamn bus, so that catastrophe ended. Hallelujah. And that's all that happened.
Boom, swearing.
I'm sorry, that's all that happened in the damn day, getting my damn nerves. So mind you, next week, I got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's going to be all tiresome. But that's all that happened. Literally.
Super Zambazi.
How am I supposed to follow that up? With what? So today I played video games. Like, you have like this intense week, and it's not that intense.
Oh, SC still feels bad about what happened with Ricardo Drake. That's not right.
SC, oh no, I don't care. You are amazing. I really don't care.
SC, we need to compliment SC. SC, you are amazing. You are great.
Well, I know that already. You're cool.
You are beautiful.
Oh, you're sexy.
SC, I love you.
Okay, but I really, it doesn't
bother. SC's blushing.
Go, SC!
Yes. So this
week,
I don't know what that was, but I've been just playing more New Leaf. Not the most exciting thing. Nothing's really happening, just doing the usual. I've also been playing Shadow of the Colossus, and that game is still intense. It's super simple, but when you actually get to the Colossus and you have to fight them, it is epic. It is intense, and it is awesome. I suggest playing that game if you haven't. PlayStation 2 or 3. Besides that, just school, not as intense as Dark Boo. I do ride the bus, though, and there are crazy people on the bus, but you know, still not as crazy as the ones you described, so... Yeah. It's my week. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Oh, wait. Before Soul, sorry, Soul. Toadette.
I'm enjoying the last couple of days I can to lay on my bed and do nothing because school starts on Monday. I mean, I like school. I like school, but I don't actually like going there. I wish there was a way where, like, I hope in the future, like, school can be, like, holograms. Like, it's all real people, but, like, holograms. So, like, you could just, like, do your math and science at your house. I don't know. I just don't like... I wish school would start later, like around 10 or 11. I just hate waking up early in the morning and just being crammed into a tiny classroom. I like seeing my friends and my teachers and learning. Learning is so much fun, but it's just... I really hate going to the actual place.
Would you rather I carry you there?
Yes. Go, come down all the way to Brooklyn. Take me to school.
All right, I'm gonna do.
You take me to school, mommy?
Yes, I will take you to school.
I love you, mommy.
I love you too, my daughter.
Anyways, besides that, I've been playing Fire Emblem Awakening as usual. Still can't beat the final boss in Pikmin 3. So, I've also been drawing. Expect some stuff to come in the artsy fartsy ward on my blog. And I've also been getting into Vine videos. Before I would just watch them, but now I'm actually starting to make some. So you can just follow me there. I mean, I only have two videos right now, and they're just both just kind of dumb. I'm just Toadette there. There might be some other people called Toadette. I haven't checked, but I'm Toadette there, and I have a icon of Walhart.
So, Lee, yes, indeed.
Oh, my gosh. I was gone last week, and I kind of even though I could have made it, I was going shopping, and was like, I thought I was going to miss it, but I didn't. Anyway, that week, I started school, and I hate school. First off, okay, the teachers I had were really creepy. I'm not saying creepy, but, like, I had a math teacher. She scares me. And I'll talk about her later. But my homeroom, I have my language arts teacher, and she's really boring. I like her, but she can get so, her lessons get so boring. And I have to do this lame project. And oh, okay. And then I have we have like what's called related arts, which is like, I don't know, like gym, and which isn't an art. And I have a business class, and so I'm gonna talk about the business class first. In business class, I have to make this, we have to do this stupid project where we have to go to a business and interview them about things they definitely don't know about. I mean, since all these people are probably going to Walmart. So I went, my dad, he's part of, like, a cigar club thing. It's, like, where a whole bunch of guys go out and smoke. And so since I kind of know the, he's not the, he's, like, the general manager. He's, like, the next highest to owner. So I talked to him, and, yeah, it was stupid. Anyway, I don't like that. I had the teacher before in sixth grade, and she was nice and all, and her class is fine. I don't think there's anything else to interest or to talk about. But I my art teacher, I've had her. She's super nice, but she's starting to get annoying because she keeps putting limits on how long our projects are. I'm like, it's hard. Some people I understand why we have time limits, but I'm like, I can't finish this in time on a Monday. If nobody else is finished, you really should think. Blah, 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 math. All right, so my teacher, I was like a roller coaster in how I felt about her. On the first day, I was like, she's really creepy. She's super nice and all, but she talks like evil. And so anyway, so after that, I had to go to the dentist on Wednesday. I had to go to the dentist, right? So I had to leave, this Wednesday. I had to leave in the middle of class. What we have is our, block or third block is split into two. The first half, then we have lunch and then like outside time, or we call it activity time. Then we have the second part. I had to leave at activity time. So I leave and she gets ticked. I told the next day because I tell her I couldn't access the homework. And now she changed it. I know she did because it had the edit thing. She changed the format on her site, like, you know, school site, whatever. And so I couldn't find the homework. She got so ticked. She was like, you could have done it. You were here for half the class, and she doesn't say the homework until, like, last minute of the class. So I didn't tell her this, and I regret saying it now. I was like, absent people have the same ability to do the homework as I did then. So you can – I know there was a girl absent, and she got excused, and I didn't do the homework, and she didn't realize I didn't do the homework either. But I was very ticked. What's next? I have my school's really weird. Our district is. What we do is they have A days and B days and C days. A days is like Monday and then Wednesday, where we have our first class, which is social studies. My teacher, he's weird. He has a funny shaped head. On the first day of school, I saw him and I was like, oh God, I hope I don't have him because I don't want to keep seeing, because I'm going to never get that head out of my head. I know, right? I do. And he's really cool and all. He just got out of college like 3 years ago when he started teaching. He's really cool, but he talks like this, and he's like, all right, so now we're going to do this. And he does like talks about really exciting stuff sometimes, and he doesn't care. He does this cute little YouTube thing with his friends, and oh my gosh, the phone. He's cool. And then I have the only teacher who I super like, because she knows what she's doing, and she's been teaching for a while, and she's a little old. She's, like, that cute. She's, like, there are, like, different types of teachers. There's, like, that really mean one, and then there's, like, that super nice one, but she's so boring. Or he, could be he. And then there's that one who knows what he's doing, but he doesn't act like he knows what he's doing. And then I have, like, the sweet little grandma, and she's my science teacher, and she's super nice. Currently, we're doing the periodic table, and I missed that was the day I missed the lesson, and we were talking about atoms, and I actually knew what an atom was because of her, and I actually care about the periodic table, so yeah, sue me. So, school, that started. Yeah, that's it. What else did I do? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my gosh. I got a Twitter, so if it's AB, it's Absol Powers, you know that, right? Or you guys probably would guess. I haven't really talked about much games that I've been following so many people that I'm in love with, and if you guys knew me in real life, I am just like one of the people I follow on YouTube, and he's on YouTube too, and his name's Lohanthan, and he's so funny. Freaked out because I missed that my favorite artist on Ariana Grande. I have like seven favorite artists. You know me. She came out with Ariana Grande. She came out with a new album, and I didn't buy it because I don't have any money. I was singing, if you guys heard the intro when we were all introducing, I'm like, honeymoon, and that's one of her songs, and I love it. What else? Because I did a whole bunch of stuff. I already said I went to, the business class thing. That was right before I came, and I was worried it was going to be late because we ran into traffic on the way. Blah, blah, there's another thing. Yeah, I have to talk about this, and it's because, or two things, actually. One thing's really quick. I'm a grammar Nazi. I'm very picky when it comes to stuff like that. Why? This is super random, but my friends were talking about it. And I recently found out that the city of Phoenix is spelled F or P-H-O-E-N-I-X when the animal Phoenix is spelled P-H-E-O-N-I-X. Why? Just why? Okay, last thing, Mighty Number 9. I'm extremely excited for the game. I don't think I don't think any of you are Mega Man fans. You might be one of you or two of you. But Mighty Number 9 is a new game coming out like early 2015, possibly. Made by Keiji Nakane, who's like the father of Mega Man. He left 2 years ago when he realized Capcom has no idea what to do with Mega Man. And it's kind of funny because the game is literally, it's definitely ripped off of Mega Man. And he claims that the reason why he looks a lot like Mega Man he said it's part of his drawing. So I was like, no, you didn't. You had no idea what to do. And he hasn't even, like, really, they're just doing concepts. But his Kickstarter already has $1,800,000. Mighty Number 9 is like Mega Man, basically. And he's Mighty Number 9 because there were 8 other robots. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Mega Man. And they have a new partner, and his name, the Mighty Number 9, his name is Beck, and the role counterpart's name is Call, because like Beck and Call, and Call looks a lot like Roll, and I hate so much of a. He won't admit it, but I'm like, I know he did basically admit it because he basically said Capcom has no idea what they're doing with Mega Man. They basically have buried him silently and won't admit they have no idea what we're doing. So I'm going to take matters in my own hand. And so it's coming out early 2015, most likely, probably even later. But I'm like, a Mega Man game won't come out till like 2016, so you're not going to look like you're copying anything. So that's all I did, and I'm really heated up because of this, and I'm very, very ticked. That's it.
Well, isn't that cute? Soul was speaking on for so long about his little life.
My life is terrible.
And how preschool was. It's so
cute. It's preschool.
It's kindergarten, okay.
Your life is terrible.
My life's not terrible, but I hate my life.
Alrighty. So now let's get into this. Little puppy Barky.
Oh, okay. Still rereading through all the Harry Potter books on Prisoner of Azkaban now. A few days ago, best mom ever was out with the siblings and stumbled upon a Lego shop and picked up one of them Lego Minecraft things. So that's cool. And I saw The World's End yesterday.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
And the soundtrack's great too. Anyone here who's allowed to watch our movies or go with their parents to watch our movies, go watch The World's End right now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's fit to be a part of that whole trilogy thing that they're talking about.
Yeah, it's made by the same guys that did, like, Shaun of the Dead and all, so there's, like, a lot of British humor and all, whatever.
Yeah.
Alright. So now let's get into what I've been doing this week. I've been playing Brawl with Timmy.
Hey!
We should do, like, everyone does A like last time. SC, do A. You better not sound like a dead horse like SC.
Hey.
No.
Hey,
no.
Okay. All right. On the count of three, everybody here. On the count of three, everybody here. Say A. Ready? 1, 2, 3. A.
Hey. There you go.
Close enough. I'm done.
So that I was playing Brawl with Timmy. Yes, Timmy, you were still. I've been mentioning you, like, every podcast since you left. It's like...
Never forget.
We never
forget. Timmy will live on in our hearts.
Because Timmy was a big part of this podcast for a while now, so that's why I mentioned him. And, yeah, of course. Anyway, sorry, I had to read that. First off, let me see. I've been playing some Mario & Luigi Dream Team, and I am still not that far in the game, because I have the Fire Flower rank, and I'm at level 22. Oh... Toadette, where are you at?
I haven't played for weeks. I'm at, like, star rank, like, level 20, level 28 or something like that. I haven't played for weeks.
I'm catching up to you.
Yeah, my friend who got the game like 2 days after me already beat it like last week, and it's like, I want to play, but Fire Emblem.
I want to play, but Animal Crossing.
Yeah, Fire Emblem is my Animal Crossing. It's sucking away my life.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, if Animal Crossing, I've been playing it constantly. I want to play other games, but I just can't help it. Every day I'm like, oh, my town, I gotta water the plants, I gotta sell my turnips, I gotta sell people and make money off of them. I recently sold a villager named Lucky. I sold him for 5 million bells.
7 million bells.
So I'm raking in the dough, Miss Thing. I'm raking in
like,
the dough.
Like, it's even worse with me, because there's literally nothing left to do in my Fire Emblem game. I trained everyone, I beat all the levels, but I keep playing because I just want to be a war!
Someone needs to make a Walhart doll right now.
Yes, please. Somebody make like a Walhart Daimakura or whatever. You know, those little Japanese body pillows that has like the sexy anime lady on it?
Yes.
but with Walhart.
Uh-huh. Toadette would do so many bad things to that.
I need him. I need him. I want him here. Now. Right here. In my bed.
Alright, so.
Right now!
Recently I've been smacking some people across the face because, I've been reading some of Quadir's rants, and I was getting pissed off because people have been telling Quadir, this guy, on YouTube, his username is Tamaya, and people have been freaking getting on his case because he's spending his money on a TV, and he's using the donations and stuff, and he's spending some of the money on himself, and people are getting pissed off at that, telling him how to spend his money. And that made me so mad when I heard about that, because I just want to punch the hell out of those people. Because you should not be telling someone how to use their money unless you freaking gave someone money, and then you want to say, okay, I want you to spend it on this. All right, that's different. But when you give someone money, you have to understand that when you give them money, they can do whatever the hell they want with the money. And people are complaining, like, oh, wow, Quadir, you're spending your money wrong. And the people who are complaining were not even the people who donated at all. And it just made me so frustrated that I'm going to be making a rant video soon about that.
Oh, please.
And then YouTube stuff, like, with people, like... Well, actually, and I've not experienced as much as Quadir, but I've had people, like, before, like, whine about something. Staryu, you're so negative. Staryu, you're sounding fake, okay? You're not that positive. Staryu, you sound like you have no emotion. Staryu, speak too loud. Staryu, speak too low. It's always something with someone. So I understand how he feels about that. I understand.
Well, we have to do a rant video of that.
We're gonna make a rant video about that. We have
to. Wait. People think... people think you have no emotion?
Yes.
Obviously, no one's seen me.
Or hasn't listened to the podcast or Juicy Tuesday.
They said I'm too loud. I know I am. Thank you. I don't need you to validate something that I already know.
The people who said that, like, literally said that were, like, on a video where I was sick. So, excuse me, you know, when I'm sick, I don't want to talk like, ah, the sun is shining on me. The sun isn't shining on me when I'm sick, honey. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sick.
No, someone... when you're sick, you're most like, please kill me right now. I'm so sick.
Yeah, that's exactly how I talked. But it literally did a perfect impression. I gotta talk to everyone about my Wii U. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, let's get right down to this. Let's put the hands down. All right. So, one day, my brother bought Rayman Legends for the Wii U. Yes, indeed. He was playing it on the gamepad, all happy and stuff, like, woo, this game is fun. Then all of a sudden, the Wii U turned off. And it was just like, it didn't make sense. Like, why would it do this? So I went up to him and was like, oh, what's wrong? He's like, oh, the Wii U's not working. I was like, huh? Why is it not working? So I took out the plug, waited 90 seconds. I'm like, put the plug back in. It's nothing. It turns out that my power brick AC adapter broke. It's short circuit or whatever, busted. I don't know what the hell you call it. But basically, it broke. And so I was just like, great, awesome. You know, this is great. I had to dish out money, you know, to buy a new power brick. That's cool, right?
Sorry, you can reuse a power... I think you can reuse the power brick from the Wii on the Wii U.
But it won't fit. It's like on the other side. One's on the left side, one's on the right side. They're freaking such cheap bastards. Like, they did that so slickly. One's on this side, one's on the other. You
really?
Cheap.
My I put my Wii on. I put my Wii's power brick on my Wii U.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn that
I think you have to, like, flip it around or something, but I don't know if it was the power brick, but I definitely know something that was on that's part of the Wii works with the Wii U too. I reused a lot of my Wii parts on my Wii U.
You're probably thinking about the cables, like the composite cables, because the power brick is bigger and it needs more power. I don't think it would work.
I know something fits there. Something fits in that hole.
Basically, I went to Nintendo World. I was like, hey, where's Ray? I basically, called this guy Ray. So I was like, hey, can you show me where Ray is? He's like, I'm Ray. I was like, oh! So basically, he was really kind. He basically took my Wii U, used one of their own power brick AC adapter things. They put it in, and the Wii U worked! It turned on! So it was, in fact, the power brick that broke. So I was like, oh, okay. I was really glad, because if I had to buy a new Wii U, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Also, your power surge overloaded then. Because it's for my Wii I had to replace it because the whole... No, GameCube! My whole power thing fried, so I had to buy a new one. Not a new GameCube, just a new power, a plug-in thing.
Yeah, the guy said that the Wii U thing has its own, like, power... What's those things called? Like, those things that you plug into the wall that have multiple...
Outlet?
Yeah.
A surge.
Power surge, I think. Is that what it's called?
Surge protector.
That's what it is, not the power... Forgive me. I'm not thinking. So, surge protector. So, basically, it has its own protector thing with it, so you're not supposed to put it in to a surge protector. You're supposed to put it in directly to a wall, a direct outlet. So, from now on, I went to the 99-cent store. I bought me a little extension cord, so now I can plug it directly into the wall without any worries.
Oh, no, the power surge. You mean, it was right, power surge, the one with the the long thing you have, like, you can plug in this, that.
I thought it was called surge protector.
It's a big brick that has a bunch of outlets. It's a surge protector. It has a little switch, a little glowing red switch on it.
I just call it a multiple outlet thing.
Yeah, that's what I call it. Cause I have one in my room as well, and you mentioned it about your Wii U, and I'm like, wait a second, I got my Wii plugged in. I got Wii plugged in, my charger to my computer, the TV, the revising box.
They say that plugging the Wii or Wii U into like things like that will possibly make it short circuit. And the thing
what I suggest is that you plug the actual Wii or Wii U into the outlet, but you can safely use like a power surge for all the little extra things like the charger and whatnot. But plug the actual console itself into an outlet.
Yeah, that's what he said, so that's what I'm gonna start doing. So I have to buy the thing. $30. Okay, I guess. So I bought it, and the Wii U worked, and then I was supposed to post on Miiverse that my Wii U is back, yay, but I didn't do it for some reason. I guess I just forgot. So my Wii U is fine and dandy, so you will be seeing more of me on Miiverse and stuff, so that is great, right?
Yes! You don't have to buy a new system, because nobody got no goddamn time to be buying no damn new system.
I do not have time to be buying freaking $350 of crap.
Exactly.
Plus tax.
Wait. When and where did you get your system?
I got it at Target. I have a warranty on it.
And yeah, I was about to say, and you registered it with Club Nintendo, so you do have a warranty. It's not like it's gonna.
Yeah, I have a warranty, so no worries. But I didn't want it to I don't want to lose all the data that's on it, and then because Target, what they would do is they would not fix it; they would replace with a new Wii U.
Well, that's why you sent it to Nintendo, because the warranty works for Nintendo as well.
Club Nintendo works like that? Then hell yes.
Yeah, they extend the warranty when you buy it.
So I will definitely be doing that. That's a thing now. So we got to write that down. But there's one more thing I got to mention. Sorry, I took so long to say this, but I sounded like a dog when I said R. I did?
Yeah, you went R like a dog.
R?
Yeah.
R? I thought that's something Medea did. I didn't know it was like a dog.
That's how the dog
sounds like a dog.
That's how
when they turn art. When they look quizzical, with their head slanted back, like.
They do the head tilt thing, just.
Well, you're a dog, so.
Polo does that.
That's the cutest thing ever.
My dog. Whenever he yawns, he like opens his mouth real wide and like swats his big flat slimy tongue around. He's all like. He sounds like a little like cow or whatever. He's just like.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm forgetting something. On my YouTube channel. Oh yeah, I gotta say that. On my YouTube channel, I have recently. Actually, let me not lie. Okay, Cordier taught me not to be fake. Let me not be fake. I recorded Horrorland and Mysteryland, literally like 4 weeks ago, and I never uploaded it for some freaking reason. I don't know why, but
uploading time take long.
It takes very long for me because basically I have to upload it to Pinnacle Studio, which gets all the effects and stuff in place. Then I got to upload it to YouTube, which that each would take like 2 hours. Well, actually, no, like 30 minutes each. But it's time consuming because then I can't use the laptop while doing that. Okay, my laptop's not like Boo's where basically you can do like 10 things at once. I would literally have to like if I could go on Google Chrome or AIM or Skype, but that's all I could do. I would not be able to do my PowerPoint or anything because then it'll lag too much.
Well, I can say my computer act like that, like when I was doing the recording and stuff, and you saw how much memory I was actually running. My memory went up all the way to 5-point-something gigabytes. So just the program only was lagging. Like any other thing wasn't lagging, but the program itself was lagging.
Goodness, but yeah, that's pretty much it, right? That's all I have to say. Also, shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul.
And SC, don't feel down. I feel like SC's down right now.
I'm fine.
You're not. No, you're sad.
I actually have a question. Can animals get fleas in Animal Crossing?
Yes, they can.
Because I'm looking at. I have a new neighbor, Gladys, and she's got like this thing jumping around. What do I do?
Hit them on the back of the face with your net.
With a net, and you'll get their flea, and you could like put it to the museum or something.
And they'll turn around and look at you and be like, that. That was on me.
Tough. All right, cool.
What the hell, man?
There's always fleas on Toadette, so. And that is it for our podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. If you literally watched all this and heard all of this, then you are amazing.
I love you.
You are a god.
I love you.
So let's get the ending information out. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. You can check out Marpai Legacy and our form at marpailegacy.com/form. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI, MPFS, and MPIPFS.marpailegacy.com. And I forgot to mention this, but MPI 2 recently ended. And Deadly X Impulse won.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
He won because the other three players are something. Whoa. That sound was exactly the sound we needed. Them three players, that's exactly what they were doing while you about to make me say, well, Impulse had a little leverage. It's going through everything.
And they had to verse the Scissor Queen.
Chop chop.
Slice. Snip, snip.
Snip, snip, snip.
Cut the crap.
Yes.
Cut that out.
I made so many cut jokes with that. You guys gotta check it out on Mario Party Legacy. Go on like the forum, go on like Activity Central. See the ending. That is so funny. Like literally all that stuff. Cut the crap. Cut that out. All that stuff was hilarious. You need to cut to your ego and your hair. All right. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and on our Facebook page, MPL Network. And we also have a Tumblr, Mario. SC, what is it?
Mario Party Legacy. Yes.
Oh, okay. So Mario Party Legacy.tumblr.com, which SC updates.
.net.gov.edu.
.org.
.toadette.
And for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am @SpiderStarU. And for YouTube, you can subscribe to me. I am Spider Story. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. So juicy. You're so thirsty. You want to be quenched. You just got to watch these videos. You'll just be quenched by all the juice that gets poured down into you and all around you. You're just going to be so juiced up when I'm done with you. It's going to be too juicy for juice. Goodness. And Nintendo Network, Spider Star you. You can add me or follow me. But if you're going to add me, please tell me who you are. Or I got to at least know you because I don't want to, like, I know there's space. So I don't want to add, like, really, really, really random people. Unless you're a humongous fan. Which I know if Toadette would do this, Toadette would get, like, freaking 25,000 fans. Because everyone loves Toadette.
No. Mm-hmm.
So for Dark Boo, for YouTube, he is 516-974-3494.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I have yet to do some Ocarina of Time hacking because I want to do Autumn Temple over. I'm going to do it over and it's going to be all... It's going to look like... I'm telling you now, it's going to have Twilight Princess replications with... replications? That's not a fucking... That's not a word.
Boo!
I'm sorry! That replication? Is that a word?
Yes.
It is. Oh, I'm a smart cookie. I probably used it wrong.
I apologize for Boo's cursing.
I didn't say the whole word.
For Toadette, her YouTube is Caitlin Robitalian. Her Tumblr's unofficial official Toadette, and her Facebook is This Is Nature, which is a Walhart page for you Fire Emblem
geeks. And you can also now follow me on Vine, Toadette.
All right. Hello. For Super Zambezi, Super Zambezi everywhere. On Twitter, at Super Zambezi. YouTube, Super Zambezi. And Nintendo Network, Super Zambezi. Also, shout out to Paul. All right.
Shout out to Paul!
For Soli, yes, indeed. His blog spot is absolpowers.blogspot.com. And I recently heard he also has a Twitter. Is that right?
Yes, at absolpowers.
All right, so be sure to follow him on Twitter, at absolpowers. And for Barky, his YouTube is Barky Foxtrot.
If I ever get around to it, everything will be boring.
You better freaking
do something, Barky.
You have no videos. That's
I
sad.
Know.
You gotta do some freaking videos. And that is it for our podcast. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week. All right? See you later. Goodbye.